Anthony, if I look at you, sir, and say, what is the biggest question you have about the Commanders' defense entering the season? What is it?
I think the biggest question would be the team's health, to be honest. I feel like there's not a lot of depth on this team. Like, if players go down, do you have confidence in, you know, a player's backup or, you know, somebody else to come in, step in, and fill that void? So I think health just all around. And I don't know necessarily what position, but literally the entire defense, I don't think we can afford to lose anybody.
Yeah, and I'm trying to think too, because this is a point that I try to make a lot, which is you don't get to have extra good players, right? So if you are a team that's really, really good, like who's got the best defense in the league?
Probably the Ravens.
Right? And they've got a bunch of great players. But if they lose one of them, they're not dead. Like, they have quality depth, but they also have other great players. And I think that's the thing. Because the Commanders don't have what I would consider any blue chip. I think they have a couple of red chip guys. If we're going to go like blue chip, red chip, average, below average. Like, blue chip is you're top five at your position in the sport. Like, Jaden, offensively, blue chip. Or for a guy like Terry, you know, if we're going to go starting receivers, there's two, so maybe it's top 10 in the sport. I think you could consider Terry blue chip. If you want to draw a line at like the Jamar Chase, Justin Jefferson, and say Terry's a red chip, I could hear that argument too. So depending on how you qualify it. But like, no matter how you slice it, the Commanders do not have any blue chip guys defensively. They just don't. They have a bunch of really good players. But without that star, nevertheless, stars, to make up for someone else, every injury to a starter level player feels cataclysmic if it were to happen. I think the best case scenario for this defense would be, well, actually, that's a fun game too. Like, what's the best case scenario for this defense? The best case scenario is Marshawn Lattimore returns to the form that he was at the beginning of last season when he was graded out as one of the best corners in football for the first couple of weeks that he was with the Saints. Which I know is something I didn't fully appreciate until we were talking to our guy Dan Pizzuta on Take Command. And I was reading some more stuff that he wrote in the FTN almanac as well on the Commanders. And it really was the hamstring injury last year that set him back. His play is not as good as it was in like 2018, 2019. But last year, to start the season, he was every bit as good as anybody else in the game. He wasn't targeted a lot, but like all of his metrics were very good. So if he turns into a bona fide number one corner, okay. Now we just need Trey Amos to be like fine, which as a rookie and as a second rounder, like we can get fine out of Trey Amos. Nevertheless, if we get like good as later on in the season, you need Mikey to play at just, even if he plays at the level he did for the back half of last year outside, inside, like that's a win. That is a hard position in the nickel. But if he can figure out how to play in there and he's forcing turnovers, especially like that's his special skill. Okay, now we got a secondary we can deal with. Will Harris, his versatility is nice. Quan, his versatility is nice. They play well off each other. Guys like Percy Butler take a second step or a step in their second year in the system. Bobby and Frankie stay healthy and play at relatively the same level as last year. Maybe even production-wise are better because the D-line is better. And then that would be the other big thing is the D-line plays so well on first and second down. They are so solid that they set themselves up situationally to be able to excel and make up for the lack of supreme talent on the edge. But Von Miller has like 7-8 sacks. Johnny Newton and Daron Payne get a ton of pressure inside. Kinlaw, a ton of pressure inside. And this defense is like a top, back half probably, but borderline top 10 unit. And I know that might feel crazy because how could a unit that was so, it felt like it was bad for much of last year, be top 10? But I read this in the Almanac, Anthony, today, and this like blew my mind / stuck with me. In the first half last year, the Commanders were ninth. Defensively, ninth. They were 31st in the second half. And I think that averaged out to be around 23rd overall. Now, first half traditionally translates better year over year than second half, because second half stats tend to be more score dependent. But if you want hope for this year for the Commanders, it would be that they shored things up on first and second down. They gave themselves a chance for the in the secondary. And that last year on first and second down, in the first half, they were pretty darn good. And you'd hope that they can hold that this year. But I'm with you. My biggest concern is that all of that is very thin. If one of the linebackers goes down, watch out. One of these DBs goes down, I don't know how thick the replacement. You can lose one DB because Jonathan Jones is quality in terms of the depth. Up front, if Newton or Payne goes down or Kinlaw goes down, you're right back where you were last year. So I that to me is the hard part, especially about not having a bunch of young guys that are coming up and hungry and all that. The fact that you've had to fill it in with so many vets is you just wonder what the upside is. I don't think we're going to have a surprise player develop into better depth than we think. We kind of know who everybody is. And if, as long as they can play the role they were signed for, I think they're going to be all right. If not, that's when things get squirrely.
If I were to ask you which group you have more confidence in, because I think from a run defense standpoint, I think we addressed it. But from a pass defense situation, would you say you are more confident in the pass rush or the pass coverage?
You have to let me know if this answers your question. I feel like the secondary has a higher ceiling but a lower floor, which is why it's so hard. If one had a higher floor but a higher ceiling, you'd be like, oh, well, that one. Because that's better than lower floor, lower ceiling. But I really do think there is a chance the bottom falls out of the secondary. And I don't think the bottom can possibly fall out of the D-line. Yes, the pass rush could not be prolific. I think there's no way that it is just elite as a pass rush. But I feel pretty good that they're going to be better on first and second down, which will set them up to rush the passer in more third and long situations. And they'll get a decent amount of pressure. And Joe can also help them with Bobby and Frankie blitzing in a meaningful way. And that's going to be good enough to get them where they want to go. That's how I feel about the pass rush. The back end, dude, if Lattimore balls and Amos just sometimes corners take, sometimes they don't. And sometimes it takes them a little bit, and sometimes they never get it. So corner by nature is a flagrantly volatile position. And so, but let's say Amos takes and he's really good from go. He just gets it. He understands. He's making plays on the ball. That's set. Sanders still takes everything he learned outside, inside, and it's the last great game we saw him play was a Lions game. He's got picks. His ball skills are great. He now knows how to apply them. He's a chaos agent. He's also making plays in the run game. He's punching balls out, and he forces seven turnovers on the year. He's got four picks and three forced fumbles. And Lattimore is just locked down on the other side. Quan and Will Harris are good. That's a really good unit. And God forbid, Kane Medrano or Dominique Hampton, one of these safety linebacker hybrids, really helps them out. And a guy like Frankie can just blitz on third down. Bobby, I don't know if he's going to come off the field, but they have more range and they can cover a ton of space. That could be pretty good. There's also a chance that Amos is a rookie and he stinks every other week, because that's what happens with rookies sometimes. That Lattimore is cooked, and then he's just not good, and he's just fighting people. Sainter still plays like he did early in the season last year on the inside, which was very hit or miss. Lots of missing. Quan is easily the best player in the secondary, and Quan's good, but he's not one of the best five safeties in the NFL. And Will Harris just doesn't have the thump to play and run support in the way that Chin does, and the upside he gives you is negligent on the pass side, and it's just not good. None of the rookies, Dominique Hampton, none of these guys really contribute. That unit is in trouble. And especially with the pass rush that's not elite. If they have to cover forever and that is how they play, yikes. Of course, there could be some combination. Amos could take But Lattimore is cooked. Lattimore could be great, and Amos struggles because he's a rookie. That could change week over week, nevertheless, over the course of a season. But that's, did that answer your question?
Yeah.
I guess my concern level would be more for the secondary. I'm scared. I'm more scared of the low floor than I, even if I acknowledge they have a higher ceiling. There, I answered your question directly.
Yes. I think so. Again, because I felt as though the potential for the secondary definitely far exceeds what we have up front. So,
yeah,
we'll see.
And Chika Kamara says on our YouTube stream, Will Harris has surprising thumb. That's also true. I should say that. Like, while I don't think he's Jeremy Chin, like, he's might be 90% of Chin in terms of some of the stuff you see on tape. So when I say, like, he could not have that, that would actually be a departure from what he has been. Like, I don't know. I'm trying not to get out of my skis on Will Harris. I think he's a really good player, but also that's like relative to the fact they're paying him $8 million.